I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment.
And welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I'm Karen Eden. I'm so glad that you tuned in again. Hey, last week we had a pretty decent show. It was called, to trust the process and not speaking just of physical processes, because a lot of those, as you know, can't be trusted, but trust the spiritual process that was put in your path. And today I want to give you a second little piece of advice from the spiritual side of things, which is to have a realization that everything is something. Everything is something when you're on a spiritual journey. Spiritual person, you decide that you are trusting the process, that there is a God, you believe in God, and that He has ordered your footsteps to do certain things. Now you have to understand that all of a sudden on your path, everything and everyone is something, and therefore a reason. Okay, well, let me tell you who I am again. I am Karen Eden. Some people know me as Master Karen. I'm a sixth-degree martial arts master instructor. I also have a very blessed career in broadcasting for at least 20, 25 years or so, counting all the radio that I did earlier in my career. And communication and journalism, all that kind of stuff came very easy for me. But I like to say now I'm on a different journey, and I'm taking my orders from a different boss, because I used to have to get assignments every day, whether I wanted them or not. When you work in broadcast journalism, you have to take those assignments as a reporter. And I did that for a long time. And now I am on a spiritual journey. I am a seminary graduate, an ordained clinical pastor, and I hope to be able to spend the rest of my days helping people, counseling people, and I have been doing that actually for several years. So a lot of people may not know that about me, but I wanted to pass that along so you won't think that I'm just somebody who's not studied that is explaining this stuff to you. I actually have studied for many years and still study. I'm still under tutorship of some incredible spiritual mentors. But anyway, this is some pretty basic stuff I'm talking about. Trust the process. Everything is something. Everyone is something. Right now, think about your current life, guys. I bet you there's somebody who you find rather annoying or difficult, or someone who is upsetting you, making you angry, and you may wonder why that person won't go away or won't at least get to the point where there's a sense of peace with them in your own life. You know, everybody on your stage is for a reason. We say this in martial arts. When you need a teacher, one will show up, and then when you've learned the lesson, then it'll go away. Whatever that is bothering you or is upsetting you, will go away when you've learned your lesson with it. And I look back at my own life. I call it the tapestry of my own life. And I realize that even the people that were very difficult for me to deal with, in the long run, they helped me get to the next level of my journey. They helped me get the next few miles in of what I needed to know, because I had things that I had to do, things ordered under heaven that I had to do even. And even the people that I, for lack of a better way, I'll just call it nasty people. Nasty people were put in my path for a reason. They actually helped me. They were a teacher for me, even though I didn't look at it that way at that time. And that is often the case whenever you have something, you're like, why is this happening again in my life? Maybe not just people, but maybe a certain circumstance. Why is this happening again? Why does this keep happening to me? You may ask that. You know, that's a very good spiritual question. Why does this keep happening to you? But almost always the answer will come back because you haven't learned the lesson that you needed to learn. What is it that you're not embracing? Are you running from something? You know, I don't believe you need to stick around people who abuse you, either emotionally, physically, verbally. But I do believe that the things that have happened in your life, you have to come to realize that it is something and it was there for a reason. And I believe that you need to really work with those things and not sweep them under the carpet. Secrets make you sick. Secrets will make all of us sick. And a lot of times things aren't very pleasant to think about, and even less pleasant to talk about. But we have to figure out why that was in our particular journey at that time so we can learn from it. Even if it's nothing we brought on ourselves, it was still there for a reason, and we got to figure it out. So I want to encourage you, as you take some of those steps, you may have to slow down a little bit on your spiritual journey, walk a little bit slower, think about why certain things are in your path. Sometimes there are certain people, I see them, and I just know that God put them in my path. I'll even tell them that. Well, obviously, God has put you in my path, because here you are again. There is a reason why people are ordered in your path. Sometimes it may be for you to help that person on their journey, and I hope that's what I'm doing right now. But a lot of times it's to help you on your journey. There's verses in the Bible. You guys, I guess you know I'm religious, right? I just told you I was a seminary graduate. I am. Very, very, very religious. Very religious girl. There's a verse in the Bible, which is my book. It has every answer to every problem out there. It is a book of formulas. A book of formulas, guys. If you read Matthew chapter 5 and 6, and I highly recommend that you do, because those are pivotal, pivotal chapters to read. If you don't read anything else, read Matthew chapter 5 and 6. It's the teachings of Jesus Christ. It's the things that he is personally saying. And he essentially says, you know, when you have suffering in your life, to embrace it, don't run from it. Wow. Embrace the suffering. That means you need to stop and take a look at what's going on. And don't just try to cower and protect yourself. See, as human beings, we go into protective mode. Almost always when something happens, that's hard, horrible, or overbearing, we'll go into protective mode. It's human nature. Sometimes we're so protected with our psyche that we don't even remember the things that happened when we grow up or when we go on in life and years go by. We're like, I don't even remember that taking place in my life. Protection is, psychological protection is very important. It's what helps keep us from a physical standpoint from falling apart a lot of times. But as that's a physical reasoning to physical danger. Spiritual reasoning actually is one of those weird opposite things again that says you have to embrace it and figure out what's going on with it. Embrace it. Again, I am not condoning anybody mistreating you in any way, and you need to not be around that. But when you're in a safe place, you need to start to realize, why was this on my path? For what reason? What did I need to know? How does this correlate with what lesson I have to learn to move forward in my life? So I hope that makes a little bit of sense to you, that how everything is something, every person. A lot of times, you know, people will come in your path and just from a very selfish personal point of view will go, well, that person doesn't really do me any good. That person is wasting my time, right? You know, well, why is this person in my stage? It's almost like, you know, it's almost like someone that is not going to do me any good and I really don't want to spend any time with them. As a spiritual person, you need to cut that out, guys. Cut that out. Even that person that you think is not someone that's going to do you any good, they're there for a reason. You have no idea the heavenly networking that may be trying to take place on your behalf, but you're being so physical and looking at things with such physical eyes that you're not realizing that somebody's on your stage for a reason. If you just have to stop and don't say anything and listen for a few minutes, just do it. You know, instead of blowing people off, just give them a chance. See what it is they have to offer. I've had some total strangers in my life tell me some incredible things. Literally floored me, brought me to tears. I have no doubt that the voice of God was somehow using them in a very supernatural way to get me a message I needed to know. I love when that happens because I don't get a lot of messages like that. You know, and I have my own things I got to go through. More often than not, I'm someone that, you know, will say, well, listen, I'm feeling very strongly about this, that you need to know this. But when someone does that to me, I'm blown away. And you'll know because it'll hit home, man. It really will hit home hard when someone's put in your path that can have that kind of gift or ability, that kind of spiritual resonation and do that with you. But you know what? If I didn't take the time with this person, even sometimes a child will just say something that will blow me away and go, wow, heaven must have told that child to give me that message because I really needed to hear that message. I needed to understand that. I needed to know that. Heaven knows that you have needs of things. All of heaven knows this. And when you put it out there And the Bible says it's like an aroma that goes up the throne of God, which is in heaven. You put it out there, you're putting out there a certain type of energy that will be met if you trust the process. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, trust the process, you need to go back to last week's show. It's on my page, the Eden Assignment, my Facebook group page. You can, if you're not a member, please go ahead and just hit me up. I'll let you in, no problem. But I have all my radio blogs there, and this one's a very important one, trusting the process. A1 white belt stuff right there. You get that down, we're going to get to the next thing. Everybody and everything in your path, in your life, is there for a reason, and it's something there, something there. The spirit realm doesn't waste time, doesn't like to waste time. You're the one wasting the time because you're not understanding how it works. You're not grasping it. But the spirit realm won't waste time with you once you say, hello, I'm ready to go. Let's go do this. I'm ready to be part of a battle of good and evil, for lack of a better way to put it. You know, they're going to use you for that. So just understand that there are no mistakes. You know, we always say in martial arts, there are no mistakes, just lessons. There are no mistakes with you either. There are lessons. If you've made what you feel mistakes against someone else, you need to go fix it with them and get it right. I know it's hard, but just do it anyway. Because you need to have clarity when you go on your path. You don't want anything blocking what you need to know, what you need to get as your footsteps are ordered. You know, and it's sometimes it's very difficult because the people who are closest to you are supposed to be the closest to you are often the ones that, you know, they're the ones that let you down. You know, there is blood lineage that you have relations with, people of the same blood. But you know what? That's not necessarily the people that are going to help you along your stage and along your path in life. So you need to let that go, and you need to let them go. If you say, oh, my family's disappointed me. My kids have disappointed me. My parents disappointed me. Yeah, my siblings, whatever. You know what? They're not God. They're human beings on their own journey. So don't make the mistake of thinking they're going to come through for you, because they might not. You just need to let them go, let them be on their journey, and know that God will afford somebody on your path to help you. Remember, when you need a teacher, you'll get one. God will put someone in your path to help you when you have needs. So if it's not your family, you don't need to fret about that. An interesting concept I learned, you know, I took DNA tests, more than one. I've taken many. Because I was so confused when I started taking them, because I had so many different ethnic nationalities. I believe most of them would come back, like, at 14 different nationalities. And, you know, some are a little bit more concise than others. And so it's interesting to see, because I did have some of my blood relatives also do the very same tests. And what struck me peculiar was the fact that I had a lot of the ethnicity that they did not have, or vice versa. Now, obviously, you can tell we're related by the DNA test, because we came back very heavy on the DNA that we did have that we shared. So there, it's very conclusive. However, for instance, I came back with Italian. I came back with Russian. I came back with Scandinavian. You know, even a very heavy Native American and other relatives did not come back with any of this. They came back with only the stuff that I also have, like German and French, and like most American people have. And it's like, well, why did they mess up? What's going on with that? So after doing some research, it is my understanding that you get what you get when it comes to genetics. So, for instance, my father has blue eyes, which he really does. My eyes are not blue. That does not mean that he's not my father, because I did not get blue eyes. It means I genetically got what I got. So your blood has the genetics in it, where your DNA sample has the genetics in it, and it may be totally different than another sibling's, maybe totally different than another parent's in some areas. That doesn't mean you're not related by blood. You could have absolutely nothing in common with a sibling. You could be just what they would call the black sheep of the family. Don't know where you came from. How did you get here? Because you're not like any of us. I'm raising my hand because I get that all the time. Well, you got what you got. It's pretty interesting when you do family tree research and you go back and you see, you know, for me to have 6 black belts and be a master instructor in martial arts, and nobody in my family has so much as even walked in a karate school to even ask how much it costs. And I'm wondering, well, how in the world did I get wired to have such an incredible love and focus for martial arts when nobody else in my family did? You know, but when I go back, go across the pond into Europe, into Asia especially, and I look and I see that I come from shogunate warriorship, well, obviously I got the genetics for that. No doubt in my mind. So it is in there somewhere, and it does get passed down. But more so than the physical bloodline that you may possess, as a spiritual person on a spiritual journey, you need to lean more toward the spiritual bloodline. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you, okay, I'm just going to warn you, I'm going to get real Jesus on you here. So those who don't like it, you need to turn me off now. Hope you learned something. Have a good day. Okay, if you're still here right now, you need to know about the blood sacrifice. Okay, Jesus Christ, you know, if you wear a crucifix, cross, you're saying you believe in the blood sacrifice. The blood sacrifice in the spirit realm is a big, big deal because blood is incredible. It's an incredible, it's an incredible spiritual understanding, the shedding of blood in all religions, most all religions, even dark occultic religions will understand the process of blood and shedding of blood. So when you have a God, a deity that sheds his blood for you, all of a sudden that blood replaces your blood in your veins. When you say, no, I trust the plot process, I believe in God, and of course you would have to believe in Jesus Christ to understand this part of it. The blood of Christ now runs in my veins. It replaces my old cursed genetic blood, the family lineage, the family curses, the curse of cancer, the curse of alcoholism, the curse of disorders of all types that come genetically passed down to you. The blood of Christ will replace that. And it says, I no longer have to be a slave to anything that was a curse put upon me because of my genetics. I no longer have to be a slave to poverty. I no longer have to be a slave to having relationship issues, so forth and so forth. That's what the blood of Christ contains with that sacrifice. So when that blood flows through your veins, you're saying that I have a spiritual family. Let's say you're Catholic. You're familiar with Father or, you know, Sister. Mother Mary, if you're a Protestant, you're familiar with all that. My brother in Christ, my sister in Christ, the family of God. These aren't just things somebody came up with. They actually mean I have now dedicated myself to be part of a spiritual family. And that spiritual family outweighs anything to do with my physical family. My spiritual family outweighs anything to do with my physical family. You know, the Bible gives remedies on how you handle your family. Do you want to know? Because you may not want to. But I'm just going to put it in a nutshell and let you know that the Bible says you actually have to put your own family on the back burner to do what God has ordered your footsteps to do. Whew, I'm a mama. That's hard to do. That is really hard to do. Of course, try to get there, though, because it's a process. The spiritual realm says, you're trusting the process that God has put on you, and he has to come first. The process of God and your duty will have to come first. What does that mean? That means you don't really need to worry about your family, because once you're on that journey and you're going toward that goal, God will totally take care of your kids or your relationship issues with your wife, significant other, or your money problems. It's one of those isms. I don't know why it's an ism. It's a spiritual ism, and it works. Always seek first the kingdom of God. Always. A lot of people make the mistake where they go, well, I've got to put my blood first. I'm not saying you don't have to do anything that you're called to do. But I'm just saying in a spiritual realm, your blood is your spiritual family before it's anything. I know. Listen, I didn't write it. Open up your Bible, rip it out if you don't like it. Actually, somebody tell me that, and I'm like, wow. So now I'm just going to tell you that. If you don't like it, I didn't say it, go rip it out. Not my problem. All right. Okay, so I want you to understand that everything is something everybody put on your stage is something. Lean more toward the spiritual side of things than you do the physical side of things, guys. Everybody's physical. Of course I bleed. You know, I have problems. I get mad. Sometimes I don't say very nice things when someone does something stupid in traffic. So I'm glad I'm alone and nobody's in the car. Come on now, you know what I mean. Listen, I have the physical chip just like everybody else, and I can be pushed. But I'll tell you something funny. You know, I was working as I was doing an inner city chaplaincy a few years ago, And this was a really rough part of town, man. Homeless people, gang members, and all that kind of stuff. I had some teenagers. They were gangbangers that came in the center where I was a chaplain. Man, they were not. They were just cutting up and not listening, not following procedure. And I just went up to them. I said, let me tell you something. I haven't always been a chaplain. That's all I had to say. You know, that's all I had to say. Must have been the look in my eye. I never had any problems from them again. But it's true. I'm human just like everybody else. I'm just trying to keep my footsteps on that spiritual path and that spiritual journey toward the spiritual goal. You got to do that too. You may mess up. It's okay if you mess up because of that blood sacrifice thing I told you about. You just ask for forgiveness. And then don't linger on it. Oh, I don't deserve it. I've done some bad things. I hear that all the time. I've done too many bad things. God's not going to hear me. I've done these things, that things. You don't understand the process of blood sacrifice. Once you accept it and you believe it and you trust that process, you are forgiven if you ask for the forgiveness. You are forgiven if you ask for the forgiveness. It's buried, gone, so don't bring it up anymore. And we have to forgive other people who ask for forgiveness that are on the spiritual journey. You know, there are a lot of people who are quote-unquote Christian people that, well, I wouldn't barbecue with them. I don't really, they're not my cup of tea. How about we just stop with that? They're not my cup of tea. However, there are rules on how to deal with them because now, because of what they believe, they're in my lineage. They're in my spiritual family. Man, I got to fix stuff with them. Got to fix it. Got to make it right. Big no-no. If someone believes in Jesus Christ and you don't fix something with them, that's just wrong. You don't have to hang out, but you need to fix it. Don't matter who it is. If they confess Jesus Christ, you got to fix it. I mean, you're going to hinder yourself. There's so many other little pathways and things that are involved in the spirit realm. I'm just telling you the little tip of the iceberg here. Trust the process. Everything is something. Everyone is something. Don't overlook it. Don't neglect it. Don't ignore it. Man, that's still white belt lessons. But for those of you in martial arts, it's like your second class ever. Everything is something. There's so much more to know, to understand. If you seek it, you will find it. So what are you seeking? What are you seeking? What door are you knocking on? What are you asking for? All that's in the Bible. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be open to you. Ask, it will be given to you. But it's all up to you. Nothing's ever forced on you in the spiritual realm. It's a free will thing. It has to be because unconditional love is free will. Unconditional love says, I'm not going to force you to do anything. You choose. You choose which path you want to go to. I'm here to help you choose the right path, guys. You know, there are people in this world who have had to pick themselves up by their bootstraps, who got knocked down, who were made to feel devalued much of their life, who made to feel worthless the rest of their life. They had to find a way, put their feet back on that spiritual path. And I'm one of them. I'm one of them, ladies and gentlemen. But for the grace of God, go I. I've been very blessed in many ways, but that doesn't mean my life has been easy. You know, and if you think people, they got money and they got, you know, their special someone, they got the pictures on Facebook, you know, with their lovey-dovey, with their significant other. Can I tell you a little secret as a counselor? A lot of times when those are the pictures you see, you're looking at the people that have the most problems. I'm not kidding you. You would be shocked to know what goes on behind those beautiful pictures and those braggy little messages. I put things that I've succeeded on my own Facebook page because it helps keep me alive with my speaking engagements and my books and things of that nature. But I always want people to know, but for the grace of God, go I. He is greater than I, and I thank him for everything that I have because I really should be the world's biggest loser. Ask me sometime, I'll tell you. I should be the world's biggest loser, but here I am. I've had a very blessed life. I'm on a spiritual journey. I understand this process, and I want to let you know that I know that maybe you've had things happen to you as well, whether it's been a breakup, a divorce, where it's been abandonment, abuse in your childhood, where it's been parents who were drug addicts or alcoholics. We all come clean with one clean slate when we say we trust the process of God and we believe in the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That slate goes clean. We're all the same, no matter what it is. We're all on that journey. guys in martial arts, you remember when you were white belts, we were all the same. So now I look back and I see a white belt that I just got in my class, and I go, I got to be nice to that person because I know they're scared and they don't know what they're doing because they're white belts, because I was 28 years ago. I was that white belt. So that's the beauty of it. I don't discount the fact of the things that have happened to me were part of a tapestry to get me to where I am today. So I have nothing but understanding and a warm heart for you no matter what it is you're going through. I feel for you as my brother, my sister in Christ. We got the same lineage, and I want to make sure that I can do whatever I can to help you. Okay. Well, let me tell you about some things that are going on here. I'm going to be at Professor Gary Lee's The Power of Women conference, which is coming up September the 28th and 29th. It's going to be a lot of honor for female martial artists. Some of these women have won championships from back in the late 60s and early 70s. And I'm still scared of them. So, hey, if you want to come, because you'll bring the whole family. It's very affordable. Professor Gary Lee does a very good job on making things affordable. You'll get to see the Sport Karate Museum, which I'm very fortunate that I've been inducted into that. But anyway, I'll be speaking at that. I am in the process of going to Cherokee Nation, dealing with some of the Cherokee just a little bit south of there in Muskogee, Oklahoma, at Bacon College. And I got some people to thank because they're supporting and sponsoring my Native American projects. And that is the Military Order of the Stars and Bars of Colorado. That is also my brother and sister, the Longtons, Janet and Calvin Longton, the Navarre, Florida, Precision Martial Arts, and also the Castle Rock Daughters of the American Revolution, my sisters at DAR, are sponsoring my Native American work, and also Korean Martial Arts Masters Hall of Fame is sponsoring my Inner City Youth Project, which I started about 18 years ago here in the inner city of Denver, working with those who can't afford to otherwise take martial arts lessons. These are street kids, guys. These are homeless people. God bless them. I got three of them now that went all the way up the ranks. Took them longer than 4 years. Took many of them more like 10 years. Now they're out there teaching and expending their time in the same areas that I helped them in, trying to make a difference. So pray for them. Pray for my federation. I got people all over the world that join my federation. They go into the dirtiest, most crime-ridden parts of the country to be able to teach martial arts in a positive manner in a godly way. And I said, people have a problem with that. But that's, you know what? You got a problem with godly martial arts. That's your problem. I don't mean normal people. I mean there's some Christian people that have a problem with it. I'm doing good things. My footsteps have been ordered, and this is the path it's taken me in. I'm making the difference in the lives of people. So you got to go figure that out. You get with God and figure that stuff out. Well, listen, I love you. Oh, man, God is good. If I can help you, hit me up. Again, this is Karen Eden with the Eden Assignment, and that is my assignment for this week. Hope you got something out of it. Make sure you buy my books. You can Google them. They're under Karen Eden or Karen Eden Herdman, sometimes Master Karen Eden, but they're out there. And, you know, if you like the way I talk, you're going to like the way I write. I write for 2 karate magazines I have for over 20 years. It's all this kind of stuff. Maybe not as Jesus-y, but it's still all good stuff. But this is my show and my time. It will be what I want it to be, so that's why it's like that. It's very religious. I understand. Okay, God bless you. I'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. And also a special thanks to Realtor Maria Vitale of Liz Sotheby's Downtown Denver for helping to support this program. And we really appreciate any sponsorship or support that you can do as well. So if you have any real estate needs and you're in the Metro Denver area, or even if you're out about, she can actually help you, you know, via phone, via computer as well with Liz Sotheby's. And that is in Cherry Creek, Denver. And her name is Maria Vitale. And she can be reached at mariasdenverhomes.com, maria@mariadenverhomes.com. Again, that's maria@mariadenverhomes.com. All right, we'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.